Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas HaChodesh. Very special Shabbos, Parshas Tazria, Shabbos Rish Chodesh, and Parshas HaChodesh. And the Haftarah this week is Parshas HaChodesh. In Mirit Hashem, in this year we were going to add a Ha'ara to last week's shir, in parentheses. And in Mirit Hashem, we will be also telling you about an upcoming shir, in Mirit Hashem, which will be taking place. So, we'll begin right now. Very famous pasuk in the Haftarah describing the Beis HaMikdash. It says in the Haftarah, Uvevoy Amo Oretz Lefnei Hashem Bamoy Adim. When the regular people, Amo Oretz in Tanakh is not insulting, not referring like in Mishnah is to people that are unlearned. It's referring to the regular people who will be coming to the third Beis HaMikdash over Yom Tif. Haba Derech Shar Tzofa in Hishtach Avois. He who comes in Shar Tzofain, to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yetze Derech Shar Negev, he has to walk out from the southern side. He came in north, walk out the south. V'haba Derech Shar Negev, whoever walked in to the Beis HaMikdash, who entered from the southern gate, Yetze Derech Shar Tzofaino, should walk out from the southern gate. Lo Yoshuv Derech HaShar Asher Bo Voi, Ki Nichecho Yetze, he should go out across. So he was like a Loisa, saying Esseim, Edivri Seifrim, not to go out the same gate. And then, Pasuk says, V'hanasi, but the Nasi, not the Am Ha'aretz, B'soicham, B'voyam, Yavoy, B'tseisim, Yitzeh, we can go in and out the same gate. Why is the Nasi different? In Mirit Hashem, we will be speaking about Erev Shabbos of Pesach. So I encourage you to listen to this upcoming shir, Mirit Hashem. So much material over here, so much Torah on this, we're going to Mirit Hashem say that for Erev Pesach. But right now, we want to speak about the Isser of the Am Ha'aretz to go in and out the same door. So, Bezus Hashem, first we have to know that the Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara Megillah makes a drash on this, and the Gemara learns the halacha. The Gemara says, someone who goes in a Beis HaKnesses, the halacha is, when he goes in the Beis HaKnesses, as the Gemara, if he walks in one door, he should walk out another door. As Zizek, the Gemara in Megillah Daf Chavtes, Gemara Mamish learns this lehalacha. And there's a shaila in the Rishonim exactly what the gear says. If the gear says it's a mitzvah or it's Rishus, shaila in Rishonim. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara Mamish learns this halacha, which was said by the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara learns it to a Beis HaKnesses. And the Shulchan Aruch in Simen, Kuf Nun Aleph, also has this discussion. If one is mechoyev or not, shaila what our gear says, might be the same halach in the shul. If you have an option to walk out a different door, it is better to walk out of shul, not the same door you came into. And Mirit Hashem, we will speak about this more another time, maybe before Pesach or maybe next year. So this is a very big inyan. What's the pshat? What's the reason for walking in the door and out the door, not the same gate? So Mirit Hashem, if you take a look, the Ran on the Gemara Megillah has a pshat. We would like to share the very famous Chassid Yavetz in Pirkei Avos. Chassid Yavetz was Rabbeinu Yosef Yavetz, who was from one of the exiles of Svarad in 1492, and he writes in Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah, Yosef ben Yezer Ishreda Oimer, Yi Beischa Beis Vale Chacham, your home should be a place where Chacham gather. However, he insists, V'habibis Afik Bafer Raglaim, it's not enough. You have to mamish go to their feet. V'habi Shoyis about some as they're raving, drink with great thirst, their words. So the Chassid Yavetz explains as follows. Even if one listens to Chazal and he has the Chachamim always around him, his home becomes a base Vada Chachamim, there is a great danger. And this is the topic of the Shir. The great danger of having Chacham all around us, he might become accustomed to it. He might become used to it. He's used to having Chacham all around to the point where it will become too much for him. People's nature is to get disgusted when something is too much. Too much of something gets them annoyed. There is a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Chafei, pasuk Zayin. Huka raglecha mi beis re'echa. Make it dear when you visit your friend's house. Don't go there too much. Pen He'll become too satiated with you, and then he won't like you anymore. Or a stronger version of the word v'sonacha, right? Don't do it too much. So Yosef ben Yehezer says the Chassid Yavetz is saying there's a danger. If you're always by the Chachamim, you might start getting annoyed with them, and might not start not be so interested in learning Torah anymore. You might be upset and frustrated and have too much of the Malamed, the Rebbeim, and the Torah itself. It might be too much. Therefore, says the Chassid Yavetz, the Mishnah tells you, you have to make insistence to keep on going back to the feet because you're not going to want to be there too much. And you have to build up a great thirst. You have to encourage yourself to go drink the Torah because you're not going to want to. You're going to get annoyed with it. And he says, this was the Avoin Maisaya Egel because the oil Hashem was amongst them before the Mishkan. The oil Hashem was amongst them so much that they became ma'os of it, and they said, "Sit, we had enough, we want Avodah Zarah." This is the words of the Chassid Yavetz. And he said, Ma'isha made to realize this, and that's why after the Chet Egel, he moved the oil, where he was teaching Torah, out of the Machane, because it was too much for them. And he says, that's the Pshad and the Haftairah, says the Chassid Yavetz. He says, if you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, and you have this spilus of walking in, but you walk out the same way, you're not going to have the spilus until, what's going to happen, he says, your home, which you're used to, will be the same as the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to get used to the Beis HaMikdash. You'll look at the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, been here, done that. I know it already. And therefore, the Pasuk tells you, you have to go along and go out a different gate, not the same gate. Why is a Nasi different? We'll see, Mitzvah Shem. But a regular, common person, in order to be despoiled, he has to go out from a different gate. Azayzok, the Pasuk Yavetz. So I'd like to add, Ezra Hashem, a few points to this. Again, like we said, it's a mamish brought lahalacha. Chaim Shalevitz speaks about this topic a lot, and he says that derech is, a person has this raimimus, a person has this ayurus of kedusha so many times, but at that same moment, he's in danger, as he has that ayurus, that everything could wear out. And we know someone who learns Torah is shchinas kenegdoi. Mamash, he has a Kaddish Baruch Hu come down and listening to him. And he can even get ma'os from that, like we just said from the Beis HaMikdash. He can have too much of Hashem or too much of the Oyel Hashem. And therefore, you have to always go along with Mechadish it. And that's why the Torah writes so many times. Hayoyim, Hayoyim, Hayoyim. And Rashi writes every time. You, Beinecha, Kechadashim. You have to go along with Mechadish the Torah for yourself. Because if you don't Mechadish it, if you don't go over and make it a new frishkeit, a new excitement, you're going to find it boring. We find this Beferish. An amazing medish, which the Rechaim Shalevitz brings, medish discusses how this matruna, this Roman lady, Roman noblewoman, was asking, I don't know how noble she was, but she was asking all different questions about Briyas Adam. Medish in Bereshis Rava, Parsha Yud Zayin, Simon Ches, where this woman was asking many, many questions to Rabbi Yossi, and one of the questions she asked him was, why does Hashem have to make the woman, Chava, why do you have to create her while Adam was sleeping and not aware of it? Why couldn't he do it in front of her? So Rabbi Yossi answered and said that actually you should know that Hashem first created Chava in front of Adam, and he saw, as she was being created, he saw all her blood and all the veins and a lot of other things. I don't want to gross you out, but the Medrash kind of like does that. And he saw all that, and he was absolutely disgusted from her. He wasn't interested in her. So therefore, Hashem had to recreate her a second time, where this time, he wouldn't be watching it, and he wouldn't be grossed out. This is what Rabbi Yossi answered to this Matroina. B'tchila barala, he created her the way you wanted. He saw her full of gooky blood and stuff. He fligus, he moved her away. Imenu, Hashem took her away because Adam wasn't interested. Chazar brought Alei Pamshin. It was done intentionally. So he was, and the Mefarshim say that's why it says. Listen to this beautiful deek. That's why it says Zois Hapam Etzem Yatzame. This time is good. This time is good. He says, what is Zois Hapam? Because the second time she was created, first time Adam wasn't interested. And then what is this man trying to say back to Rabbi Yossi? It's a whole big discussion. Imagine what does she say back to him? She said, I have something to add to you. I would like to prove you right, she says to Rabbi Yossi. I was supposed to get married to my uncle, my mother's brother. I was read to him as a guy shidduch. But because we grew up together, he was not interested. He found me disgusting, even though I'm known to be a beautiful woman. So something can be beautiful, can be perfect. But you see from this medrash, from the mashal, this woman added, that if you're so used to it, then you lose your cheshek for it. And therefore, at all times, in these eschachos, very famous pasuk, it's also in the Haftarah, Yan ki niga sha'am azeh, b'fivu svasev kibduni, Yeshaya says, that people are respecting me with their mouths, respecting me with their lips, they're really davening beautifully, learning beautifully, v'liboy rochak yimini, but their hearts are far away from me, v'akti yirasam, I see, mitzis anashim ilamada, meaning to say, that they lost their cheshek, they're not interested in doing anymore, they don't have the eschachos, they don't have the frishkeit, it's just all external, without inside. So we would like to try to discover, Be'ezes Hashem, how can one actually have this Yitzchachos? I mean, I saw Rabbi Yechiel Kram, Zecharei Levracha, brings a beautiful pshat based on this. He says, beautiful, beautiful pshat. He says, that's what David HaMelech says, Acha she'alti me'ez Hashem, oysa avakish. So what does he say? What does he want? Shivti be'ez Hashem ko'i mechai. I want to sit and live me'ez Hashem ko'i mechai. But then what does he say? Decide. What do you want? You want Shifty or you want Levaker to visit? He says he wants Shifty, but it should always be like a Vaker. It should be like his first time. But like the first time you went to the Kaisel. It should be that his Chach, it should be that his Eirus. It shouldn't be something that become, you get something that you get used to. So how does one do this? So I'd like to give you all an Eitz Taiva today. Plan how to go along and make this Lamaisa. Rav Chaim Shalevitz himself brings the Gemara and Sanhedrin Daf Yutes. With the Gemara is speaking about how Shaul HaMelech canceled, decided that David and Michal's marriage was null and void. Halachic reason, look at the Gemara. Api Halachi decided that their marriage wasn't worth anything. It wasn't even Kedushin, it was Kedusha Tais. And he took away Michal and he gave her over to a man named Palti ben Laish. Now Palti ben Laish, Taisa says, was choishish that maybe David is right. Maybe David is right that she's still supposed to be married to David. David argued on Shaul, and basically Gemara explains what both sides of the machlekes were. Mamash halachic discussion, and he decided that maybe this is an aishas ish over here. So what did he do? Says the Gemara, he took a sword, noatz cherev bein elavein. He stuck a sword deep into the ground. He plunged a sword into the ground between him and her, and he said, he announced to Michal on the other side of the room, whoever crosses over the sword, Yidaker Becherev, should be stabbed and killed with the sword. And all the years that they were together, he never went to her, she never came to him. Ad Kedekach, he remained so strong, Chazal say that he was considered greater than Yosef at Tzadik. What he achieved, his level was more challenging than Yosef because he was with her in the same room all those years, for whatever reason. And the Gemara says that when it says in the Pasuk in Shmuel that when Michal was returned later on to David, Palti was going afterwards and crying, says the Gemara, he was crying because he lost his great mitzvah to be able to control himself and stay separate from her. And I just, of course, put in parentheses, if you heard last week's Haftarah Shir, where we spoke about when Mashiach comes, we're not going to have that ability to choose and do mitzvahs anymore. And this is the moment that we're going to cry and wish we can go back to do the mitzvahs. That's what Palti ben Laish was doing at that moment. End of parentheses. So Chaim Shalevitz asks a question. How does this sword help? You see, in a few weeks' time, in a few months' time, maybe a few days' time, if Palti one day feels a Yetzihara, if he wants to cross over that line and approach Michal Bashol, how is the sword going to help him? He could just ignore the sword. No one's stabbing him with a sword. There's no electronic machine which is going to stab him. There's no chalais truma over here which now it's going to work on him no matter what. It's his choice. So if in 5 weeks' time he's still going to be holding by this iris, great, it will help him without the sword. And if he's going to considering being over on it, how will this sword help him? Very obvious question. So Rav Chaim says like this. Palti ben Laish wasn't stam putting a sword that he should be stabbed with in 5 weeks' time. What he was doing was, he was saving that moment. This moment right now, I know there is no truth except that whoever crosses over this point is chayiv misa. It's wrong. Even though Shaul says it's mutter, I know because David says it's Aser, there's at least a Suffolk, if not a Vaday, it's absolutely wrong. And if someone crosses over the sword to the other one, the Eish Suffolk, Eish Ish, there's no question, Yidokir Becherev. But in a few weeks' time, says Palti, I know I might think otherwise. In a few weeks' time, my resistance might wear down, and I might begin to think that maybe it's mutter, or maybe it's a mitzvah, or maybe it's okay. I might start going after Shaul's reasoning, but it's going to be based on my Yetzirah. And when I do that, I would like to first encounter the sword, and that sword will remind me that there was a moment of clarity when I knew this was absolutely usser. So the point of that sword was, he should have to deal with the sword, and know, forever, however long this assignment would last, that the truth is, this sword symbolizes Yidokir Becherev, and that's the truth. And if I think otherwise, I should know that this is something that I once thought when I had a moment of clarity. Which might explain, somebody that needs to have, for example, internet. People say, okay, I have a filter, if they have to have it. So people say, what's the point of the filter? You could always undo the filter, take off the filter. So I was thinking, yes, they could undo the filter, but while they're undoing the filter, what are they meeting? They're meeting the sword of Palti ben Laish. When there was a moment when they didn't have the Yetzirah burning inside themselves, and they said, they know that this is something which is us, or something I don't want to do. So they're meeting that moment of truth, and that could give them the koyach to stop. I was speaking to somebody this week who was having a rough day, he was feeling really down about something, and he was having a difficult time with an issue. And he came to me speaking about chizuk, and I said to this student of mine, I said, is most of your life like this? He was thinking, he says, no, most of the time I'm really happy. But right now, everything seems bleak. I can't even remember all those times that I'm happy. So I said, next time when you're happy, you know what you need to do? You need to write down, this is my name. And I'm usually so happy, and everything's so happy. And write down how you're feeling then, and fold it up and put it in your pocket. You know where I got this story from? Because just over a week ago, I heard a hesped from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zeche Tzadik V'Karash Tevrach, his son-in-law, Yibadal Chayim Tamer, Reb Zelig Braverman, his son-in-law, Reb Zelig Braverman, who said the following story. He said, we know that Reb Chaim Kanievsky was very, very big into Kibbutz Ava'im. He used to visit his parents every single day. Okay, he didn't live far away, lived on the same street. He used to visit them every single day, go up and visit them. And his father had told him also, he should visit his sister, Yibadal Chayim Tovim, Rebetzin Barzem, Roshol Barzim Zacharin Rebrachas Rebetzin, everybody knows who she is because all the Shiva Bachim buy from her, the Kilas Yaakovs and the Brachas Peretz, the Chai Olam, been there many times, Baruch Hashem. And she sells his farm, and she's an Almana, so they told him he should also visit his sister every single day. So he used to go visit her every single day. I heard this for years, he used to go visit her. But this story is something new I never knew. One day when he visited her, he went for a moment, he was like, good morning, good afternoon, whatever it was, smile each other and sit and leave. One day, as he was leaving, a little plastic baggie, like a little sandwich bag, fell out of his pocket, and he left. He didn't realize it, and she went to pick it up. He saw it was a little bag that had a little hole in the corner. So she's thinking, like, Rav Chaim, you know, what's he doing with a little baggie? You know, he doesn't, like, take little peanuts to Kailo, Chazan Ish, or pretzels, or cookies to eat over there. What exactly is going on with his little sandwich bag? What's pshat? So she decided not to throw it out. So wait the next day. She knows he's going to see him. The next day, Rav Chaim came, he walked in to say good morning, good afternoon, and he said there, did you by any chance see a little bag? She said, yes. What's this bag? What exactly is this bag? And she answered the follow, and she said to him that this bag, he told her, he said, this bag that you're holding is because a nace once happened to me. A nace once happened to me concerning this bag. I don't know what the nace was. And, I mean, I who's telling you the story right now on this recording do not know what the nace was, but some nace happened to Reb Chaim Kanievsky with his bag. And what did he do? What did he do with his bag? He decided to keep it in his pocket. To remember, once in a while, just reach his hand into his pocket, touch that baggie, a little baggie, and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for the nace that you did to me. For Reb Chaim Kanievsky, this is the sword of Palti ben Laish. So, I told this student, you have to go along and make a little baggie, a little note for yourself of chizuk, where you write how everything is gavaldic. So when things are rough and things are tough, when you're having a rough day like today, you could just touch this sword of yours and be mischazik from it. We know that Here, I'll share with you something else absolutely phenomenal, something amazing. The Toldos Adam brings, Reb Zalmel brings from the Vilna Gaon, said the following super pshat. When Shaul asked David HaMelech, Shaul asked David when he first met him, and he was coming to, David offered to go along and kill Goliath. So Shaul said to him, "Do you have any experience in fighting and killing? And you know, what are you, you're just going to walk in and kill, knock off Goliath? Who said you'd be able to do it? It's not as simple as that." So what does he say? So David tells him, "I have experience. I had a story with a lion. I had a story with a bear, and I killed them. And I know from there that I can go along and get rid of this terrible chil Hashem of Goliath." So the lashon of the pasuk, I'm going to read to you inside Shmuel Aleph Yud Zayin. Pasuk Lamed Dalet. Vayomer David el Shaul, Roye haya avdecha la'aviv batzayin. I was a shepherd for my father by the sheep. Uvahari vesadoiv. A lion came, a bear came, v'nasa se me'eder, and carried away a sheep from the flock. So the way it's written for us, actually in a navi, is not v'nasa se me'eder, it's v'nasa ze me'eder. Took this from the eder, but the kri, the way we read it, is v'nasa se me'eder, a sheep. So what is it? Should be sheep. Why is it ksiv ze? Took this from the Eder. What's the pshat in the ksiv of having taken away of this? What's this mean? So the Vilna Gaon said an amazing thing. He says that there's a medrash that says that after David had this battle with the lion and the tiger and the bear, yeah. After the lion and the bear, what did he do? He took this sheep who he had saved. He shechted the sheep. See. Ended up getting shechted anyways. And he, you know, did something good with the meat. Made brachas and gave it to Tanim, I don't know what. And from the skin of the sheep, he made a beged out of it. And he would wear this to remember the nace. That's why he says, V'nasa seh me'eder. And he took away a seh, but he tells Shaul also, V'nasa zeh me'eder. Pointing to his own garment. I wear this always to remember. Because this was David's sword of Palti ben Laish. To remember every moment. The chesed that Kadosh Baruch Hu did. This was his little plastic bag of Chaim Kanievsky. He wore this baguette to remember the chesed at all times. Because this oirus could go down. It could wear off after a while. Like we said, this big danger. If you need a schachas, going through a different door. To have a baggie in your pocket. To have a folded piece of paper. To have some special garment that you're always going to be wearing. Some belt or tie. Or watch. Or something that will always remind you. Reb Zalmel goes on and told us Adam and brings, based on this, a few other beautiful examples. He says the Rambam, very famous Rambam, when the Rambam is describing the mitzvah of mezuzah. So what's the lashon of the Rambam? End of mezuzah, everybody knows. The Rambam says, Chayv Adam Lizar b'mezuzah b'nei shtichoy b'sadar tamid. The chalosman sheyichnas v'yetze, whenever you go in, you go out. Yifka b'yichad Hashem shmai shalak kadosh baruch hu. You should be meeting up with the kadosh baruch hu. The Yiskel, and remember Avasa, Viyar, Mishinasa, you'll wake up from your sleep. The Shagaisa from all the mistakes, probably as man. You need that thing to keep waking you up. And then the Ram goes on and says, I mean, Makatzer, but the Ram right then, Hilkas Mezuzah. The Ram says, Armachacham Rishon, and Komishesh, Tfilim Beroishai, Bezroya, you have Tfilim Beroy, Tfilim Bezroya, but Sitis a big day, Mezuzah Bezroy, Mukzak Ushalayachti, for sure won't sin. It says, Rab Zambla, Taka says, by tzitzis, or isim oisir is a heart of his commitment to Hashem. This is reminding you of the sword of Palti ben Laish, the tzitzis. And he says that's what is knots and strings. Each thing has a little thing that's supposed to be representing to do to remind you of all different aspects of Avodas Hashem. And with this, he says beautifully, we know the double lashon. Yosef tells the Sarah Mashkim, ki im schartani itcha, kasha yitav lacha. What's he telling him? And he says again, ki im schartani. What's the double lashon? He's telling him like this. Ki im schartani itcha. Do something. Tie something. Put some baguette on. Kasha yitav lacha. Whatever's good for you. Whatever. What goes for you? You need a necklace? A string on your finger? Piece of paper? A baggie in your pocket? Something will be a knife poking into your leg? Whatever you want. Get something. Do something that'll remind you. But says the pasuk, "V'leizachar sarah mashkemes Yosef ishkachei." What's the double lashon? "V'leizachar sarah mashkemes." He didn't do anything to help him remember. He didn't do that thing. The middle of ishkachei. This guy Yamach Shemai sarah mashkem did not do this sword of Palti Malaj. He didn't do the plastic baggie of Rav Chaim Knievsky. So of course, this guy, this coffee type, ended up forgetting. He wasn't interested in remembering, so he ended up forgetting the entire business. It's not something that's going to stay by him. So like we said, we just to summarize, we have Torah, the Shechinah is with us at all times, but if we're not mischazik every single moment, then chas v'shalom, the whole gishmak, the whole everything could wear off. I saw Rav Doron Goldschlita from Bnei Brak brings Moedik Ramban. You can see it inside when the Kaddish Baruch is having a discussion with Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar. The Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, I can't be me because Kvad Pel Noichi, I stutter, I don't speak clearly, I'm not the one to go to Pari. So what does Hashem say? Misam Pel Adam, who makes people mute, who makes them deaf? Anoichi Hashem, I take care of everything. You're going anyways. So why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu grab that moment, Frekta Ramban al Torah, why didn't he grab that moment and say, Hashem, okay, please heal me. Heal me from stuttering. You know why? Says the Ramban. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to keep on stuttering. He wanted it. Because that stutter reminded him of the nace that happened to him. He was a little boy. He's a little baby, everybody knows. He had a story with Parai, where he almost took the crown off Parai's head. And then Pari got very, very nervous about him, and the stargazer said, he's going to take over you. And so what did Pari do? They gave him a test, and like the Medrash says, Eliyahu Navi came, I don't know who was back Eliyahu Navi in the time of Pari, but Malach came, there's a b'chin of Eliyahu Navi also, and came down, Hashem sent down to save him, and he put his hand on the coals instead of the gold, and the Baisha was going to touch the gold. I hope you know the story, I'm not really saying it so clearly. And he ended up burning his tongue. He started his whole life from that. He didn't want to get healed from that. He wanted to remember that all his life. That was the baggie of Rav Chaim Knievsky. That was the burnt tongue of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the sword of Palti ben Laish. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, going back to him, he says, if you just go with your highs and avayis Hashem and just live with those highs and think it's going to happen by itself, it's going to end up becoming ma'us. Will end up becoming mechor, disgusting, like we said that story with that princess was supposed to marry her uncle. It will end up becoming dangerous because avayis Hashem will wear off as great as the moment is. You have to do something to keep it. Very, very famous Ramban, where it says in the pasuk, im te'iru v'im te'iru esa'ava at she'techvatz and shir hashirim. So Ramban, everybody knows Ramban says at she'techvatz. Rashi has one pshat, Rashi Tachvatz, Ramban says, comes from Lashon Chafetz. You have to go along, take the Te'irum, Te'iru, this Eirus, you have to put it into something. Make something out of it. Because if you don't make something out of it, you don't make it into an item, you don't do something, you don't have a sword, you don't have some simen to keep you. Whether it's a terrible aver, which you know is usher, so you do something to keep on protecting you, you should never go back and do the aver. Or there's some great high in Yiddishkeit, which you go over, you do something to keep you excited about it at all moments. If you don't do that, that geshmak will chas v'shalom wear off. So now we're holding Baruch Hashem Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Achodesh, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. We should be zoiche to have his chachos tamid, to be able to go along and take those moments and carefully preserve them. And again, Mr. Shem will continue speaking about this more. Erev Shabbos, Parshas, Erev Shabbos Kodesh of Pesach. And everybody have a good Shabbos, a good Chodesh. And thank you so much for listening.